Union contracts with Motor City Casino, MGM Detroit, and Hollywood Casino at Greektown expire at 11:59 p.m. tonight. Failure to reach an agreement could result in a strike. Represented members voted in favor of authorizing one last month. WDET's Alex McLennan stopped by a local union hall as casino workers prepared for possible action.
At a Teamsters building near Motor City Casino, union members stopped by throughout the day. They're signing up for strike benefits, getting scheduled for picket duty, and preparing for a potential walkout.
Right now, I'm making picket signs for if we have to go on strike for all three casinos, just pitching in and giving a hand.
That's Ricky Hunter, who cleans kitchens at MGM Grand Detroit.
My number one thing is better wages and to keep my health care. So pretty much everything everybody else wants, that's what I want.
More money, better benefits, those are common themes when it comes to bargaining for new contracts. But for gaming house employees, it's been a longer than normal wait to reach a deal on things they really want. As Unite Here Local 24 president Nia Winston explains.
In 2019, we were really looking forward to negotiations. In 2020, the industry was doing extremely well, and this was before the online gaming.
The Detroit Casino Council, a group of five unions representing the various casino workers, was optimistic for a good deal, but then the COVID-19 pandemic hit and things changed.
Casinos were shut down, I believe, twice. Workers were furloughed. Workers did not know when they were going to get recalled back to work.
Bargaining teams shifted their priorities to protecting health care and agreed to small wage increases totaling 3%. As union member Millage McCaster recounts, the goal was to make sure the industry could survive the uncertain time.
And once they emerged, figuring that we could all share in the economic part of it, but that just has not happened.
McCaster says in his line of work, taking care of things like rooftop cooling systems at Greektown Casino, the hours have been particularly unfriendly.
Some people are not even able to take vacation because it's only one slot available for someone to take vacation.
Part of the problem is that many of those who were furloughed during the pandemic weren't hired back. The Detroit Casino Council says there are 1,500 fewer workers in the city's gaming houses today than pre-pandemic. That's about 30% less staff than there used to be. Daniel Giesen McDowell is a cocktail waitress at MGM Grand.
Before we shut down, there were 95 girls, and we came back, there was 20 to work basically all day.
She says that was particularly hard coming out of the pandemic when half a dozen servers at a time were on the casino floor, but they also had to enforce COVID protocols.
And it's kind of continued on that way. Like, we have some more people, but just the conditions that we're in, a lot of the new people that are hired in don't stay.
Since COVID-19, in-person gambling has rebounded. Detroit's Motor City, MGM Grand, and Greektown casinos combined for about $2.2 billion in gaming revenue last year. That's over $800 million more than what they made in 2019. Union bargaining teams say they want to see the money shared to fix staffing shortages and raise pay in a way that adjusts for inflation. Orlando Alvarez is a valet at Greektown Casino. He's only worked there since August, but says he already feels like his paycheck is too small.
I'll be doing overtime because I can't afford it. So, and I'm already considering getting a second job, so it's just the way it is. Out here is not easy.
With current contracts expiring at midnight, Nia Winston says both sides are talking, but currently seem far apart.
But I do know that I'm optimistic. I remain optimistic. We're at the bargaining table every day, up until and including the expiration.
WDET reached out to the casinos for a comment on contract talks. MGM Grand Detroit responded with a statement saying it continues to bargain for a deal that shows commitment to its employees. Motor City Casino and Hollywood Casino at Greektown did not respond in time for air. Last month, union members voted 99% to authorize a strike if union leaders choose to call one. I'm Alex McLennan, WDET News.